The next application is for Kripa Bhaskaran from Brooklyn.
Not Brooklyn.
From Brookfield. Destiny.
So I'm going to totally butcher all these phrases and it's hard. So
I think
she's looking for...
We'll just go through the examples real quick. And I think that there's several apprentices. So. So four apprentices on here, and the Kripa, the master artist. And if you don't need to scroll through these, let me know. I mean,
beautiful pictures.
Yeah. Then go ahead and jump right in.
So Kripa is looking to apprentice four girls in the art of Bharata. There's a breakdown in the text, only reason I can say that at all. And she is looking for $3,500. The bulk of that, except for $20, is to be used for working with the girls on a weekly basis on a Sunday. I think they 1 hour a week when they do their meetings and they have homework assigned to them. So the four girls all wrote very detailed, lengthy descriptions about why they would like to do this. The strengths to me were so clearly defined was this Indian community in Wisconsin, greater Wisconsin and Madison area, that it just made me feel like I had been missing out on this culture. Like it was so well defined. The girls, I liked the different perspectives of them. It was strong because they all seem to be taking away different parts of this culture that are informing their lives and they're growing with it. So I was very impressed by all of their devotion to this art form. I had no doubts about it. Sometimes I would think that you're doing things because your parents make you, but doesn't seem to be the case in any of these girls. And they're pretty young, like 14, 16, 17, I think. So, one of the aspects that came out well for me, too, was just the rainbow of assets that this art form gets across. I mean, so many things are touched by it. They're taking art, history, and culture, and they're making that into performance art. It's also a physical thing. They're you know, improving their muscle tone and structure because of doing this. It's obviously very hard physically to do. And also the discipline aspect of it comes through again and again, how it informs their life and prepares them for other things in the future. So, I mean, I almost gave it a perfect score. I mean, I was like convinced I was going to call her and sign myself up to be doing this art form. And then the emotion part of it, too. I think, you know, that all these... I had no experience with this art form. And now I feel like I'm pretty much an expert in it. So I feel like I also might teach the class myself. I don't know, but it was really good. I think that this is like... the best application that I hate to rank up because I don't want to do that, but it's so good.
Do one pose at lunch.
Right. We'll definitely strain something. But so I don't have much to say that's even critical. I guess the only criticism I have is that at first I thought maybe this goal of this 1.5 hour play was lofty because they're also doing set design and stuff, but these girls are really committed and they're doing their homework, it sounds like, so I don't have much fear of them not completing it. I was convinced.
Thank you. Josh, comment on that one?
Yes, I agree with everything that has been said. I'm really impressed with the apprentices, how devoted they are to the art form and how substantial it is to life. I do have a couple criticisms that I want to bring up. I think we really need to see a video clip of the master artist and the wood samples, that especially in an art form like this, which is dance, I think that's pretty important to see done. It's really nice. But I would have liked to see a video clip of the master artist. Sort of another thing, we already talked about this before, but the question of, you know, classical art or traditional art, does that matter or not? I'm pretty much willing to give the benefit of the doubt on that just because of the cultural differences. I think it's great. It's a beautiful art form. And my last concern is is it a problem that they appear to already be sort of like devoted students to this master artist?
Yeah.
Like, are they going to be putting aside extra time with their teacher over this year beyond what they already do? It seems like they're already meeting with her. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I'm not certain. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'd say there's at least one other application where the apprentices are current students. And I think the understanding is that the apprenticeship gives them, you know, more time to focus one-on-one or in small groups with those set apprentices, and then they'll have a recital, you know, where they can really feature what they've worked on in this year-long commitment. So it is... it is our understanding that it's sort of above and beyond any classes that they would be taking weekly or, you know, however often, additional time that they're committing to working with this master artist.
That relationship did seem blurred. We're going to be super critical.
And that's feedback to certainly, you know, consider and that will strengthen their application.
Right.
Applications that's moving forward.
Very valid.
It is important to note that. Other comments on this?
Double dipping all this class.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, right.
Other comments on this one?
I guess this is for me. This is Ron. What I found difficult, and this was the first one that where we switched from kind of like more traditional arts and crafts to dance and music. And so I had a hard time trying to figure out how to decipher, I guess, I don't know if they should have separate categories or what in my mind, but it was really difficult for me.
Yeah, and it sounds like, Marcus, you met Josh, you both mentioned that as well, and these ones sort of being classical, how does that fit? I think because we look at, you know, sort of classically ethnic traditions, and that doesn't automatically make something a folk art necessarily, but I think that it's my understanding from the experiences I've had working with these artists or with these art forms just in the time that I've been in Wisconsin, that they hold a traditional place in the community, and it's really sort of rooted in and reflects their culture. So I think that's why we, you know, don't hesitate to put them in the folk arts category, but it's good critical feedback, I think, to be thinking about folk arts and folk arts beyond sort of that craft understanding, certainly. But I hear you that, you know, the sort of dance or music traditions or forms are more challenging to assess sometimes.
Well, and that's where Josh's comment about, you know, a video clip would have been super helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But would it have really answered the question of whether this is like classical tradition or just folk? We just would have enjoyed it.
I was less bothered because of this explanation of how it's so much about specific poses.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That it wasn't only about movements, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
Here I am trying.
I agree. Like, it wouldn't have answered that question at all, but it would have helped me for the just seeing that with point number two, right? The quality of the master artist and apprentice's work, just being able to see this more in motion.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we would connect to it more if we saw it.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Maybe just.
Yeah.
Any other comments on this one?
I honestly thought it was too long.
Yeah, it is
too long.
I think that being succinct is important in the grant application, so maybe we could address that. I mean, I guess it's not a requirement.
Yeah, I'd say don't dock the applicant because it's too long.
No, I'm not. I won't dock the applicant. But I think actually it makes it not easier to read because it's shorter, but it's like you can more easily get to what you're looking for. I mean, obviously.
And that's feedback that, you know, maybe going, we're looking to transition our grant system in the next year. You know, maybe there's a cap on, you know, word count there. So something to consider.
It would just be useful.
Yeah, that's good to know.
I mean, the honest thing, I think that application started back like 4,000 years or something. I'm not joking. I think it was back
lots of cultural context there.
There was a lot of context, but, you know.
The balance between, you know, being concise
that's all,
and
but
providing
that's neither here nor there on the quality of the application. So.
Yeah. Great. Well, go ahead and score those.